The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, November the 15th. We're halfway through this month already, which is kind of hard to believe. Before you know it, it'll be Christmas. And that's what we're going to talk about today with our first guest, Leslie Pitchford. Welcome to Radio Friends, Leslie, from Voluntary Action Center. You're filling in for Nick Foster, who had to be out of town for today. But you're here to talk to us about adopting a family with Voluntary Action Center, right?
Yes, we're looking for sponsors right now to adopt a family. We have about 1,200 families signed up. It's really easy. We try to make it as easy as possible for the sponsors. You can just call us at VAC at 874-2273.
Okay, let's explain what you're talking about here, adopting a family. Voluntary Action Center has done this every year at Christmas time, where low-income families can sign up with your organization. Is that correct?
Yes, we have low-income families and also elderly or disabled households.
Okay. They sign up, and then people who want to adopt them can contact the Voluntary Action Center, and you can say, I will adopt a family of three or four or five or one, and then you give them what the wish list is
exactly
of that family.
Mm-hmm.
And then people who adopt them can buy everything on that wish list or just a few items. You don't have to purchase everything, correct?
Correct. You can. We only require or request that our sponsors provide the means for the family to have a holiday meal and to provide one gift for every child in the household or elderly or disabled member of the household.
And then what is so nice about it, on the day that you are assigned to bring your gifts to the church, you see all these other people are there, and it's such a wonderful, wonderful feeling of camaraderie. And you walk in there and you see these all these packages piled up to the ceiling, and you realize, what a wonderful community I live in, because these are all people in our community who are helping other folks who need just a bit of assistance.
Oh, yes. It's a very good program.
Okay. So if people want to sign up to help adopt a family, what can they do?
They can call us at the Voluntary Action Center at 874-2273.
Okay. 874-2273. Mm-hmm. And just say, you heard us talking about it this morning on Radio Friends, and you want to adopt a family.
Yes. And we can answer any questions and get you all the information you need.
Okay. How many families do you have this year?
We have about 1,200 families signed up right now.
Okay. So you need at least 1,200 other people or sponsors to adopt those families. And you'll get them, won't you?
Yes, we hope so.
Okay. All right. I hope the phone lines are jammed right now with people calling in. What's that number again?
874-2273.
Okay. Voluntary Action Center. Leslie, thank you so much for coming
by. Thank you.
Okay. Good having you here. Now we turn to Andrea Shelton. I'm going to say it very sophisticated. Andrea Shelton, City of Columbia Recycling. And this is just a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about using less stuff? Or
no, we're going to talk about that next time.
Okay, so what are we dealing with today?
America Recycles Day.
When is America Recycles Day?
America Recycles Day is Sunday, November 17th.
That's coming Sunday.
Yeah, 2 days away.
So what do we do to celebrate?
Yeah, well, America Recycles Day is the only national holiday that's actually just dedicated to waste reduction issues. So we're going to teach people about recycling, how easy and simple it is. It's so easy. We're going to tell you about the city's curbside recycling programs, our compost programs, just educate you overall about recycling.
Now, do people go someplace on that
day? Yeah. So we're going to have an event at Columbia Public Library.
Okay.
From 1 to 5 on Sunday the 17th.
Okay. So from 1 to 5 o'clock, whether you live in the city of Columbia or not.
Correct.
If you want to find out about recycling, go to the Public Library, Columbia Public Library. Yeah. What time?
From 1 to 5.
Oh, that's 4 hours?
Yeah, the library is only open on Sundays from 1 to 5.
So you're taking the whole time.
I'm going to take the whole time.
What are you going to do during those 4 hours?
Well, we're going to have volunteers. They're going to be at our table teaching other people about recycling.
Are you going to be in the Friends Room?
No, we're actually going to be right out front in the lobby when you first come in.
Okay.
We'll have our mascot there, Mr. Baggett. He's going to read some books to the kids. And so it's just really going to be just a small event, but very exciting. But then also, we can have groups. We already have some groups signed up, but we have groups that can come in and sign up if they would like to do what's called an eco cleanup in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We give them supplies, gloves, vests, bags, and they kind of do a sweep throughout their neighborhood and pick up litter.
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah.
That is, I didn't realize you did that. That's besides the Cleanup Columbia.
Oh, besides Clean Columbia, I offer that program all the time. That's probably a daily or weekly thing. We have many groups from the university out in the community. They can come if they want to do some volunteer services and they want to have maybe a large group of people, 50 people, and they want to all stay together and volunteer together.
And
usually I'll have them do
it. Mm-hmm,
I identify an area of need and have them go out and they do a litter pickup.
Okay, now, is this only in the city of Columbia, or can this be anywhere in Boone County or any county that's listening to us?
Well, I provide supplies for anywhere
in the city.
Yeah, okay. But sometimes we do, you know, within the city, we have many streets that are actually
outside the city
maintained by the county or maintained by the state. So we still provide those materials that are needed to do those cleanups.
That's
still
really very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody, and they can find out about this mm-hmm. on America Recycles Day.
Well, they can go on AmericaRecyclesDay.org and actually look at the website, and our event is listed there. They can go to our website, gocolumbiamo.com, or they can give me a call at 874-6271.
874-6271. And if she's not there, she will return your call
at the
earliest convenience. At the earliest convenience.
Promptly. And I won't answer the phone during church like I did with you.
Right. Okay. So it really sounds good. I didn't realize that you were giving the cleanup bags and gloves, too.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I don't believe we've never talked about that. That is probably our second largest program. It's called an eco cleanup. And like I said, a lot of times groups want to get together and do something that's like a team building.
Yeah.
But they want to stay together. And so large group, it's 200 people. There's no way we can
find out and pick up trash.
Yeah, they can go and make an event of it. They'll have breakfast or have lunch, you know, pick up litter. It's actually a lot of fun.
You know, that's really very nice, but the sad thing is the fact that people litter and you have to go out and pick up after people who litter. Yeah. Hey, Andrea, thank you so much for coming by. Mark it on your calendar. This coming Sunday, Columbia
Public Library.
Mm-hmm. America Recycles Day, and Andrea will be there. She'll have her 8x10, or the 15x20 glossies.
They're getting smaller.
All right. Monday, Central Missouri Community Foundation and MU Healthcare. Our program director, Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Ling Lee, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.